今天我们在讲的是耶稣传道的第一个信息，就是耶稣说，时间近了，天国近了，你们应当悔改，信福音。
And this week, we are going to talk about the first week of Jesus' ministry. And he preached that the kingdom of God is coming. You have to repent and believe.
我们一起来读一下这段圣经。
Let's all read this Bible verse.
约翰下监以后，马可福音，对不起，马可福音一章14到15节，我们一起来读。耶稣下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：日期满了，神的国近了，你们应当悔改，信福音。
Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. It said, After John was put into prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaimed the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. The good news.
所以耶稣基督整个传道的信息就是神的国近了，神的国临到我们了。
The theme of Jesus' ministry is that the kingdom of God has come near.
在整本新约圣经里边，神的国或天国出现了120次。
Throughout the New Testament, the kingdom of God, this phrase repeated 120 times.
其中99次出现在四本福音书里边。
And among them, 99 times appeared in the four Gospels.
但是其中有九十次中的九十次是耶稣基督亲口讲的。
And in all those 99 times, Jesus said 90 times.
所以神的国是耶稣基督传道的主要内容。
So the kingdom of God, this is the theme of Jesus' ministry.
我在这里要纠正一下我上礼拜讲到的一个不准确的地方。
So I want to make a correction of my last week's sermon.
上礼拜我上次我讲到说，耶稣基督传道的核心内容是他是神的儿子这是呢不是很准确，但是呢是他是神的儿子，使我们可以进神的国的一个很重要的条件。我们相信是，但是神的耶稣传道的主要内容是神的国。
So last week I said that the theme of Jesus' ministry is that he is the Son of God.And actually, this was not accurate. And the theme of his message is that the kingdom of God it has come near us.
So, 90次里边，他从各个方面用各种比喻行神迹，告诉我们神的国近了。
Among these 90 times Jesus mentioned about the kingdom of God, he used the parables.He practiced miracles to show us that the kingdom of God is really near us.
那你们会问，到底神的国在哪里啊？
So we may ask, where is the kingdom of God?
我们知道地上的国我们知道美国，我们知道中国，我们知道有国界，有地，有一个土地，有一个律，有一个宪法，有个都有统治的这个政府。
We know in the earthly countries we have the boundary.And we have a government who governs us.
但是耶稣说，我的国不属于这世界。
But Jesus said, my kingdom does not belong to this world.
那是耶稣说神的国是很重要的，我们要相信神的国。耶稣整个传道就是神的国近了，他自己就是神的国。
So if Jesus said that it's very important for the kingdom of God has near,And he himself is the kingdom of God.
因为他道成肉身来到这个世界，把神的国带给我们，所以神的国离我们就近了。
Because this, he came to this world, he became a flesh, come to this world, and he bring God's kingdom near us, to us.
所以现在神的国已经在我们中间了。
So now, the kingdom of God has already among us.
但是神的国还没有完全的彰显出来。
But the kingdom of God has not completely showing among us yet.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，那神的国就完全的彰显出来了。
When Jesus returns, And then the kingdom of God will fully shown among us.
那今天神的国在哪里呢？
So where is the kingdom of God today? Now?
圣经说神的国就在我们心里。
And then the Bible told us that the kingdom of God actually is in among our heart.
那我们今天来看看我们怎么能够相信这看不见的在我们心里的神的国。
So today we want to learn how we can see this kingdom of God that is in our heart.
圣经讲说我们相信、啊、是不凭眼见凭信心。
So the Bible told us that we believe not because we can see, but because we believe.
虽然我们好像、啊、神的国是一个看不见的摸不着的、啊、一个神的、啊、应许，但是我们相信，我们相信神的国近了。
Even though the kingdom of God is a promise that we cannot see, we cannot touch, but we know from the bottom of our hearts that the kingdom of God has come.
但是总你们总会问说，一个看不见摸不着东西，我怎么能够相信呢？
How you may ask, how can we believe something that is not touchable, not cannot be felt?
当年耶稣基督复活以后，向他的十一个门徒显现。
When Jesus resurrected, after Jesus resurrected, he showed himself to the 12 disciples.
啊，十一个门徒总算相信了。然后十一个门徒就告诉多马，他的另外一个门徒说：“我们看见耶稣显现了，他真的复活了。”
So among those 11 disciples, the 10 disciples said believed, but they all came to Thomas and tell Thomas Jesus resurrected.
但是托马斯说、啊、除非我亲眼看见神的复活，除非我亲手摸到他的钉痕，我总不相信。
But Thomas said, unless I can touch the nail scars from his body, I would not never believe he's resurrected.
所以他不相信门徒的见证。
He did not believe the disciples' witness.
所以没有办法，耶稣就单独再向他显现一次。
So Jesus actually showed himself before Thomas.
然后当、多马看到这个耶稣基督手探到耶稣基督的、钉痕和肋旁的枪伤里边，他就说：“我的主，我的神。”
So when Thomas saw the scars on Jesus' hand and his body, and he finally said, "Lord, you are my Lord."
这时候主耶稣说了一句很重要的话，说你是看见了才相信。
And Jesus at that point said a very important thing, said a very important word to Thomas. You saw my scar and you believed.
那些没有看见就相信的人有福了。
For those who did not see my scar and believed, they are blessed.
那我们今天就会问一个问题，说没有看见怎么能够相信呢？
So now we are asked,If we cannot see, how can we believe?
我们都是说、啊、你得总得给我一些、啊、证据，或者给我一些、啊、感受，让我来相信这很不可信的、啊、这个真理。
So we always ask, we can only believe if we can see some evidence or experience something. Otherwise, how can we believe?
所以这些神的一些宣告说死人复活，神的国近了，这些东西好像跟我们的经验完全的没有感受，完全的感受不到。
So Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come, and those who died will be resurrected. All this is contrary to our experience, and we really cannot see.
好，我们看彼得前书第一章第八节。啊、这个很重要的圣经，今天我要围绕这段圣经。
And let's read the First Peter chapter 1,
我们一起来读，好不好
？Verse 8, let's read together.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it said, "Though you have not seen him." You love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
好，我们先看到说， 没有见过，两次提到没有见过他，却是爱他，这好像不合理啊。
So this, this verse said two times that we have not seen him, but we believe him. This does not look like following our reasons.
所以没有见过爱他，没有见过信他，这怎么可能呢？
So how could it be if we have not seen him, if we have not met him yet?
昨天婚礼的他们吃饭的时候，两个新人在讲他们认识的故事，他们都说当他们一见面以后，他们开始心生爱慕。
So yesterday during the wedding, the bride and the groom shared their experience that when they met each other, they fall in love.
但是这里讲说没有见过却是爱他。
So here it talks about we have not seen him, but we fall in love with him.
这可能吗？
Is that possible?
这是可能的。我举个例子好了。
And I'm telling you, this is possible. And I will give you an example.
中国经常有很贫穷的山区，有些孩子有些有钱人呢，他愿意做一些慈善事工他就资助这些孩子们。我们假设这里有三个孩子，有一个很有钱的人资助这些孩子上学，然后其中呢一个孩子呢他但是每个月他就会给他寄钱过去他收到钱以后，这个孩子呢感谢领受，好好的读书他的成绩越来越好，然后去到城市大学毕业，找到好的工作，他有一个心智对不起。Sorry.
We have an example that everybody knows that in China, the remote villages, the kids are very poor. And I will tell you the story that there are three kids, they are very poor, but there is this rich man in the city, and he has this charitable heart that he wants to help these three kids. So he sent money to this three kids, and one kid received the money.And he have a very good accomplishment in this class, in the school.
Yeah. 他每次领受到这个钱的时候呢，他都感谢，说我原本不配，我原本没有资格来领受这个钱，但是赢着这个钱使我有这样的机会，使我可以让我的生活变得更好。
So this one boy, whenever he received the money from this rich man,He always received it with a thankful heart. He said, I was not worth of this money, but now I received it. I will try work hard on myself to have a good life.
而且他也立定心志说，我虽然没有见过这个给我钱的人，他只是把钱寄给我，但是呢，我要好好的努力，将来我一定要报答他，我一定要回报他。
And then this.Boy, he make his decision that even though I never meet this rich man, but I'm going to work very hard, and one day I will repay him.
我要去爱他，他这样的爱我，我也要用爱来回报他。
He loved me, and I will love him, and I will repay him.
那另外一个孩子呢？他就说：“我不要，我靠我自己的努力，我要自己来。”我这个钱不能帮我不要他帮助我。
So the other boy, when he heard it, he said, I don't need this money. I'm going to work out myself. I don't need help.
但是呢，他没有这个能力，他也没有这个实力去能够走出大山，所以他一辈子呢就在那个大山里。
But this boy, actually, he did not have the ability to work up, and he never actually lived his village, so he spent his whole life.
第三个人呢他也领受了，他也去走出了大山，但是慢慢的他被外面的世界吸引，他就开始不满足了，他觉得这个给我这恩典的人还不够，我的同学还有很多计算机，我要再加给我更多的东西，他就跟他去要了，有一天寄给他好像这个支票晚了一天，还很不高兴，好像他应得应分的，他就得这个恩典。
And the third boy, when he received the money, and he actually accepted it, and he worked very hard, but when he leave the village, he found out that the outer world is so different, and so he actually feel like this rich man did not give him enough. And one day when the check was laid to him, and he actually complained that why this check was laid to me.
所以第一个 boy 啊，我们讲第一个 boy， 他是虽然没有见过那个帮助他的人，但是他心存感恩，却是爱他。
So the first boy, he never met his donor, his the person who gave his money, but he actually filled with appreciation and a thankful heart, and he loved this man.
因为他每月收到的这个支票就证明这个人是存在的，这个人是对我是无条件的爱。
Because when he received the check and he know the man is somewhere and this man loved him unconditionally.
所以他不需要见这个人，不需要知道这个人长什么样，不需要知道具体，但是他知道这个人一定是存在的，一定是爱我的。
And he does not need to meet this man, and he already know this man exists. He's somewhere.
同样，我们今天，我们都是那个罪人，我们都是需要神的恩典的人啊！神他把他的恩典赐给我们，给我们赦罪之恩，让我们可以脱离罪恶的辖制，可以得着享儿女自由的荣耀。
In the same way, all of us today, we are like those boys, and we need God. We need the blessing from God. We need His salvation so that we can.Our sin can be forgiven. We can live a free life.
所以你如果真的经历了神的爱，你虽然没有见过他，你却是爱他。
So if you experience God's love, even though you never see him in person, but you love him.
因为你已经得到了神的爱。
Because you already received God's love.
所以我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love God because God loved us first.
第二个这个孩子呢，他就很可惜，他就相当于我们有些人，他说我不需要神你来饶恕赦免我，我靠我自己的努力我也要那个走出去。
And then we feel sorry for the second boy because he know this rich man helped him, but he refused to accept the rich man's help, and he wanted to work out himself towalk out of this remote village.
上星期我给新人花了两次的时间，我专门给他们讲福音，我花了真的很努力的跟他们讲。
So last week I spent two sessions with the bride and the broom. I tried to teach them the gospels. I worked really hard.
我觉得我已经用了我所有的本事，把圣经从创世纪讲得很清楚的讲给他们听，我觉得很有说服力了。但是他们说我没有 ready.
And I felt like I worked so hard from the very beginning of the book of Genesis. I was so convincing to them already, but they still did not accept, and they said they are not ready yet.
我当时还很 discouraged, 我说呀，怎么会，还是不行呢？就叫他们来一次，还是不行。后来呢，这个神就跟我讲了一句话。
So I felt very discouraged at the time, and I thought I worked so hard, why they did not accept, but the Lord actually reminded me.
说耶稣说，若不是我父吸引人，没有人能到我面前来，耶稣说的。
And the Lord reminded me that,
在这儿，好。
That's not...The Lord reminded me in the book of John chapter 6 verse 44, it said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them.
所以是要父来吸引人。
So only the Father can draw them closer to him.
所以如果没有天父把人吸引过来，没有人能够到耶稣那来吸引耶稣。
If not the Heavenly Father draw them closer, nobody can come to Jesus to receive this salvation.
那父是怎么吸引人的呢？
So how can the Heavenly Father attract, draw people closer?
好，我们来看啊，这个很有名的一节圣经，我们希望大家记住这节圣经，何西亚书啊，第111章第4节。 我用慈绳爱所牵引他们，他我带他们如同人放松牛的两家的甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
Same book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 4, it said, I led them with the cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them, I was like one who lifted a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them.
所以神是用神的慈爱，像一个很细的cord，这个cord很细很细的，就是一个tie，也是ties of love， 这个他来牵引着我们，吸引着我们来到他的面前，来到耶稣面前。
So God used the cord tied with love to draw us closer to him.
所以神没有把我们五花大绑的啊，强迫我们到耶稣面前。
And God never forcefully bound us together with a rope and force us to get closer to him.
啊，因为神尊重我们的自由。
And because God respects our own freedom.
神慈生爱所牵引我们到耶稣面前来。
He used the cord tied with love to draw us closer to him.
他是给你一个自由，你可以不要，你可以挣扎。这个慈生爱所很细的，不是大粗绳子，你一挣扎，它马上就断掉了。
And then God used this very thin cord of love tied with love to draw us closer to him. We have the freedom to choose no.
Yeah.
But if we choose no, the cord will be broken.
像那个第二个 boy， 他说我不需要，我靠我自己努力，我都很好。
Just like the second boy, he insists that he does not need the help from the rich man. He will work out himself to get out of that village.
所以当人不觉得他有需要的时候，他是不会到耶稣面前来的。
So if we the humans, if we don't feel the need, we will never come closer to God.
所以我们怎么才能够真正的，虽然没有见过他，确实爱他，只有当我们感受到、领受到神的爱了。
So how can we never even met him and we can fall in love with him? And we only, if we feel the need,for him, and then we will draw closer to him.
啊，这是我想起我当年是怎么信耶稣的。
So this reminded me how I come to believe God.
啊，按说我也是一个啊很理性、很这个逻辑的人。
So in nature, I'm a very logical person.
但是当何医生啊。何中科医生在1990年、啊、他在那个、啊、是那个、会上他问我，他说你要不要接受主耶稣。
And in 1991 when Dr. Herr he asked me, do you really want to accept Jesus Christ?
那我毫不犹豫地说我要。
And I answered with no hesitation,that yes, I want to accept Jesus Christ.
不是因为我脑袋都想清楚了。
Not because I thought through everything and I understand everything.
就昨天我跟上星期我跟新人说，我说我当年还没有人跟我讲的这么清楚，这么明白呢，没有人呢。
So I told the bride and the groom yesterday, I told them that I did not accept Jesus Christ because I thought through everything, I understand everything.
但是我清楚的知道，这是我唯一的能够解决我的问题的。我知道我是一个多么问题大的人，我多么一个肮脏污秽的人，我自己知道，所以这是我必须要的东西。
But I know one thing that I know very clear that I have to accept Jesus Christ because I know how sinful I was and how sinful I was. I have to accept.Jesus Christ to be my savior.
所以只有当我们有这个饥渴的时候，我们才去啊，能够接受神的这个慈生爱所，神的声音才能听到。
So only if we have the desire to receive him, we will never get to accept him to be our savior.
所以我们相信神不是因为我们脑袋想清楚了，所以他们说，哎，等我们再了解更多一点。
So we believe Jesus Christ not because we thought through everything, we know everything.
Yeah, 你了解再多也没有用。你只有当你真正的感到真正的神的灵让摸到你，让你知道，啊，我是需要神来帮助我的。
So it's not useful, even, no matter how much we know him, how much we understand him, if we don't know the inspiration from the Holy Spirit that we draw, accept him as our Savior.
所以神用慈生爱所他来吸引我们，牵引我们。
So God used the cord that ties love to attract, to draw us closer to him.
把粮食放在我们面前，当你饥渴的时候，你看到粮食，你肯定是要上去去要吃的。
He put the spiritual food in front of us. So if you really, really you are hungry, you know you have to get the food to eat.
耶利米书，啊，这些很好的圣经，大家都记住。三十一章第三节，说古时耶和华向我们显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因为我以慈爱吸引你。
In book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, it said, The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. So how can we grow in Jesus Christ? How can we learn him?
你要接受神的爱。你要被神的爱慈爱所吸引。
So you have to accept his love. You have to draw closer to his love.
所以你才能够，虽然没有见过他，你已经领受了他的爱，你已经领受了他的赦免，他的饶恕，你就会爱他。
So that even though you have not met him yet, but you accept his love so that you will receive his salvation.
那你们会说，我怎么才能够感受到神的爱呢？
So how can we, again ask, how can we feel his love?
有两个条件。
There are two conditions.
我们刚才讲三个 boy。第一个 boy, 他觉得他自己能行，啊，什么都可以解决，所以他不可能得到神的爱。
So we just have the story that we have the three boys. The second boy said he did not need anything from anybody else. He can solve the problem himself.
如果你今天，啊，还觉得，哎，我的生活我可以控制得很好，我各方面我可以做出很对的决定，啊，我一切都在我的掌控中。那你很难经历到神的爱。
So if you feel like in your life today that you feel like you are in control of every part of your life,You don't need anybody's help. And I'm going to tell you, you will not receive God.
那第二个条件呢，就是你要有感恩的心。
The second condition is that you have to have a thankful heart.
第三个男孩，他当他得到神的恩典以后，他当把他当成理所当然的了，觉得，哎，我是 entitled for this blessing.
And the third boy,He received the love, help from the rich man. He took for granted. He thought this is what he deserved.
啊，神啊，你不祝福我，哎，你怎么回事啊？我这么好，我这么啊，中国好像有这样的故事，我记不上，你们知道不知道有这样的故事？就是一个有钱人资助了一个学生，啊，这个学生到头来反而告这个有钱的。说，哎，他不帮，再不帮助我了。他帮助还帮助不够，他反而倒打一耙了。
So we heard this kind of story. Actually, probably true story in China that some people helped the poor boys to go to school. And if one day the help was not coming all time, or one kid get out of the place, he actually sued the helper.And then blame the helper why he did not help him more.
所以当我们忘记了我们以前的光景，我们觉得，哎呀，现在神很祝福我，我现在做各方面都很好， 我在教会中有很多的服事啊，我有很多的智慧啊，一切都是我自己啊应得的。
So if we forgot about our past and we feel like we are pretty good now, we even go to church and we even serve in the church. Everything we did pretty good. We feel like we are in control of our life. Then we are actually in trouble.
你就没有了感恩的心。
And you don't have a thankful heart.
你领受了很多神的爱，但是你没有回。
You received
没有任何的感动。
You received you received many blessings, but you don't have a thankful heart.
所以保罗在以弗所书就常常的提醒我们，所以从前你们是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
So Paul reminded us in the book of Ephesians that you all lived in sin in the past.
所以常常的让我回到说，你从前是什么样子，你不要忘记。
He obviously reminded us that of our past, never forgot about our past.
然后你们今天成了何等的人，是蒙了神的恩典。
And he reminded us that the way that we look like today actually is because we received the blessing of the Lord.
所以我们怎么能够更多的领受神的恩典呢？
So how can we receive more of God's blessing?
让我们常常的感受到神的爱呢？
How can we experience God's love?
你要常常的认罪悔改。
And we have to confess our sin frequently.
所以我们每星期天，我们早晨起来，我带着大家来省察我们自己，让我们认识到我们的本相，不要忘记。
Every Sunday in our worship, I always lead everybody come before God to examine ourselves, to see our own figure.
让我们再一次让神的爱神的赦免和饶恕来活化在我们面前。
And let us to truly recognize the salvation, God's salvation in our life.
所以你让神的爱再一次的浇灌你。
So that we let the love from God to pour all our heart.
好，那最后呢，我们怎么才能够相信神呢？信福音，今天题目是信福音，我们怎么才能够信福音呢？
So we talk about the gospel today. So how can we believe this gospel?
怎么能够相信那个好像看不见摸不着的天国呢？
How can we believe this invisible the kingdom of heaven?
我没有任何的经历，没有任何的。
We never experienced this kingdom of heaven.
你就想想一个出生的婴孩，他是怎么相信他的妈妈。
And you would think about a newborn, how the newborn baby, how he trusted his mom.
新生婴孩，据医学说，他的眼睛是根本看不见母亲的脸的。
According to the medical science, the newborn baby, when the baby was born, and immediately he couldn't see.
但是他可以完全的把自己投身在母亲的怀抱。
But the baby knows that he can just dive into the mom's arm.
因为他知道在那里有他的喂养，在那里有他的保护，在那里有他一切所有，他的一切的宇宙，他的一切的世界就是在母亲的怀抱里。
And he knows, the baby knows he has everything in his mom's arm. He has the food, his love, everything in his mom's love.
他虽然没有见过他，眼睛没有看见母亲的脸，我们说认识人都是认脸的。他虽然眼睛没有看见母亲的脸，但是他确实爱他，他确实知道母亲那里是我的一切的供应。
Even though the newborn baby cannot see the world, cannot see his mom's face, but he knows his mom loves him. He has everything in his mom's arm.
所以信心是从哪里来的呢？
So where's the faith from?
信心不是从你的理性分析判断中来的。
So the faith is not from your logical reasoning.
不是从你的感受上、经历上来的。
It's not from your conscience, not from your experience.
信心是从你经历的神的爱而来的。
The faith is from your experience of God's love.
So faith is born of love. 这个 信心是从神的爱而生出来的。
So our faith is from God's love, from the experience of God's love.
所以今天啊，我们要更多的能够感受到、经历到神的爱。
So today we will experience more of God's love.
我们怎么才能经历到神的爱呢？我们就常常的看到我们自己原来的本相，我们也常常看到神的恩典，我们就常心存感恩的心，像那个第一个男孩。
So how can we experience God's love? If we always examine ourselves, if we always remember our true past, remember our sinful figure, sinful nature, and we view born with love, just like the first boy, and he received everything with the appreciation, with the thankful heart.
本来今天应该讲这个Kingdom of God， 所以我把这个整个福音又看了一遍，我发现啊，整个耶稣在福音书里边所说所讲每一件事情都是神的爱。
So today I was talking about the Kingdom of God. I read very carefully about the Gospel, the Book of Gospels, and I really see that the four Gospels is talking about the.
当然十字架是神的爱的最高峰最高潮。
So the cross is the climax of God's love.
所以我们下面可能一段的时间呢，我们就一点一点的从耶稣的每一次跟人的对话中，每一个神迹中看到神的爱。
So we can see in every time when Jesus converses with his disciples, with other people, and we see God's love.
你们说我的信心不够我们前一段时间有一个姊妹说哎呀说要渴慕追求那看不见的她就说看不见的怎么能追渴慕呢
And we sometimes may say our faith is not strong and we are not strong in our faith and we desire God's love
你要去让神的爱浇灌在你心里，你就能够坚固你的信心。
You want to let God pour, you let God pour His love into your heart, so that your faith will be strengthened.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，感谢你这样的把这样的话语赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, for the words you blessed us today.
愿你的圣灵把你的爱浇灌在我们心里。
May your Holy Spirit pour your love into our heart.
让我们虽然没有看见你，却是爱你；虽然没有看见你，却是信你。
So that we have not seen you yet, but we love you, and we have not seen you yet, but we believe you.
让我们就像一个出生的婴孩一样，全心的爱你，全心的信靠你。
Let us like a newborn baby.So that we love you with our whole heart.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
耶稣爱你，耶稣也爱我。那我们一起来唱诗。耶稣爱你。
请起立，请起立。